Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey guys, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts,
Jamie
and Camilla. Now let's get into it. Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Hello, hi. How are you? Happy, what day is it? Wednesday, I think? Happy Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Well, time is a construct anyway, so we don't even know what's going on. Jamie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm here, and that's what I can say. Thankfully. Understood. Thankfully, by the grace of God. And we have someone else here. You know, yes. We love to bring family, crew, squad every now and again.
Technically, this is a cousin of your cousin, which makes it your cousin, right?
Yeah, even more family. We love it.
Oh, goodness.
I love it. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm a purveyor of all things 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yes. And there's a lot of it. I feel like as the years go on, it just keeps growing more and more and more. And it's hard to keep up because once we cross over to UK, I lost it.
I'm not across the pond yet. I'm still in the States trying to figure out what these people got going on.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one either.
But Kalisha, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
So excited to have you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm very excited. Listen, I've been watching it for way too long. And just like y'all, some things I just cannot get into, especially when it's like the other way. I'm like, hey, I'm not like you. I'm gonna stay right over here.
Good old girl.
This is where I will reside.
I get that.
This is season 8. Of Happily Ever After.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we see a lot of couples that we just left in the OG 90 Day Fiancé. And I think
too many couples, actually.
Yeah. And we revisit some really old ones. I think they haven't appeared yet, but Lauren and Alex are on this.
Yes.
I don't care to see them. I feel like they've been on everything multiple times already. It's like they're really like settled into life and far removed from the 9-day process, like 3 kids later. So I don't know why they're on here.
Yeah, I get that. Another thing with the couples that we recently just saw, they clearly filmed the reunion after they filmed this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that. That don't make no sense. Don't put them on the show if we're not going to talk about what was on the reunion.
Yeah.
Like, just out of continuity, like, okay, Sophie got blonde hair still.
Oh,
Jasmine, you're right, not about mad that. About the strip club. I don't like that. I don't like that. That don't make no sense.
I agree.
But it's okay.
We saw,
season's tell-all is going to be so long.
Yeah, it's going to give another one of those three-parters with the bar breaks in between. It's going to be real long. I don't like that.
Because there's so many couples already.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do this. It's going to be like 20 episodes in this season because there's just too many people to cover. Maybe they didn't have enough content for the few people, so they had to throw in some extras. Because there's no way anybody said to circle back to Lauren and Alex. Alex.
Or Ed and Liz. Even though I do like their drama, it kind of plays out a little bit for me, a little too long, because it's like Ed continues to be a POS and Liz continues to stay and cry. Like, what more do we need to see? They were just on the, what was the show where they were kind of renewing the vows, or
let's just call it Let's Stay Together. Let's Stay Together for 90 Day Let's Stay Together. I can't remember.
I think it's The Last Resort. Again.
Yes, yeah, there we go.
That's exactly it. Ooh, child. And he just keeps on playing in her face. And she has a whole daughter. And she just keeps going for it. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't get it either. And it's, yeah, Ed and them two, I could do without for the rest of my life. And it's like, I feel like they're one of the couples that we've seen play out on social media too, so we know they're not together, and yeah, that's just Ed act the same way all the time. Like, it's never anything new with them, which I could have passed on them as well.
100%.
But on this episode, I think, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, on this episode, I think we were not introduced, because we know all of these people, but four couples appeared so far. Gino and Jasmine, Emily and Colby, and they've been doing a lot of...
I was calling her Sarah for the longest in my head.
Oh, calling her Sarah?
I don't know his name, but Sarah, Jessica. Oh,
another
I
Emily.
I could not get it.
We see Robin, Sophie, and then Nicole and Mahmood.
Baby,
when they flash back to that swimsuit,
always just looking sad
with the hood on,
just head down, looking disheveled and embarrassed.
So that bad. Was the best part of their entire storyline on the episode. To be honest, it was.
I don't know how she thought that was ever gonna work. Oh,
like, she just put no effort into styling it, not even in a pose. She was just like,
yeah, so sad.
I'm here and I'm sad in my long sleeve bathing suit.
I think it could have been
stick
cute.
Stick beside him, though.
Yeah, we also already know via social media they got some drama going on. Apparently, he didn't put his hands on her recently.
Oh, wow.
I think he got arrested. Okay. So. Oh, wow. I don't know where that ended, but
I'm not surprised by that, though. That actually seems very like him.
Very on brand.
Like, he don't know how to use his words. I feel like he's not one of the men who know how to use his words to get what he wants. So he feel like
he knows how to use his hands. He took that credit card on that preview and that luggage.
Wait, I didn't see that.
She was riding around yelling out, my move, because he took the phone. And his passport and boogie to the airport. Her phone.
Yep.
Oh no. Yep.
And her card.
Oh.
Like, how that work? Where are you going?
Yeah. Back to his mama.
Yeah. She was broken up.
Yeah. This is gonna be a good season, but it's gonna be a lot going on. It's gonna be hard to keep up with. Who should we start with?
There wasn't much. Just the people that we usually seen out the way.
Like Rob and Sophie and Jasmine and Gino?
Well, I think we could start with Rob and Sophie, Jasmine and Gino in there. Ashley and Manuel, saw them too.
They were in this episode? Or we just saw a preview?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, they were in it a little bit.
Oh, I must have missed
that. Because she was doing her spin class.
Oh, you're right. The spin class.
She was doing her spin class and he was struggling in the back. Yeah. I don't know if I can spin, but okay. So we could just get them out the way really quick, because it wasn't that different from what was in the tell all, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 2 months post wedding. Okay. And surprise, surprise, Ashley got herself a little job that's not
it's the witchery
witchcraft related. Okay, because she got children to feed.
It's too many people on Facebook giving tarot card readings. It's a stiff competition.
Oh my God.
Okay.
The body in the DM. That's trying to give it the unsolicited.
I hate the DMs when they're like, oh, I have a message for you. No, you don't.
You keep that.
Tell you don't something have a now. DM me my sister.
I think not. I don't think the message is gonna come this way. I don't think it's gonna come via DM. And I gotta pay you for the message.
No, that don't sound right.
But yes, so she picked up a job working in a like at a gym doing spin classes. She's still doing the witch thing, but she obviously needs more money. We see Manuel in the back of the class struggling because this is his first class. But we already know from the last tell-all, Ashley lost a lot of weight in between filming. Mm-hmm. And she lost a lot of weight in between filming and is just feeling good about herself and just wants to get physical. So they've been good together. They've been having a lot of grown-up transactions, doing what they do. That's like literally the glue keeping them together.
And that's it.
They don't know how to talk. Her Spanish ain't that good, and he don't know no English. So the only thing they got is a physical connection, you know? I think then we see the two of them go to like the fair, like state fair.
I forgot all about this.
Yeah, they go to the state fair, see her parents, obviously, because he got people here, but like not like in Rochester. They go to the state fair with the mom, the sister, the sister's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And Manuel is like, okay, cool, like happy to see everybody, but it's a little awkward when nobody speaks Spanish and everybody talking and having a kiki in English. And I'm over here like, wow, must be nice to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah, we can literally see right him in the background. And with the sister's boyfriend with the phones trying to translate.
Embarrassing. Just embarrassing and awkward. I feel like everybody could meet each other in the middle, okay? Duolingo, we all got it. We all got access to it at least.
Yeah, they need to know a little something at this point.
I think everybody can learn a little como estas, a little hi, how are you?
What be in? Give us something. Give us something. You know? And then he blames her. He's like, well, my wife doesn't really want to teach me English. It's like, come on now.
You sit around all day. You can do a little something. Have a little niche.
Come on now. That's being
able to set up
that
Wi-Fi. You don't know how to set up that Wi-Fi? If you got a PS5, you know how to set that up. I think we can figure something out. You know how to do stuff. You know how to do the stuff you want to do. Okay, so cut it out. I think we see who's Rachel? She looked like a Rachel. Ooh. Ashley and her mom talk about Manuel and like the situation with his family back home. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of, mom was like, so what's up with that? What's the on that? And she still hasn't met the kids. She doesn't really like talk to his family online like that. He's still keeping it pretty separate, which hi, red flag, nice to meet you.
They're red.
Bright okay. Red. Crimson. Just flailing.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Trying to think if he said something about it. I don't know. I don't think he said anything. But that was like their biggest thing.
I mean, it's her own fault, though, because she accepted that a long time ago. Right. If she was going back and forth to Ecuador for a decade, how you ain't meet that man kids already?
Ooh. A decade. Crazy.
I wonder if there's an extra wife to go with the two kids.
That's what it
means. Me thinks it's a family. Me thinks it's a family
that speaks no English and they really don't have to worry about the download. I believe it. I could see it.
Yeah, because it's not making sense. It's really not adding up. How I'm from New York and I just found out you got mad family here, and I found out like through your cousin on the phone.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That was crazy.
I don't like that. That don't seem right. That's not right. Yeah, and the mom is still iffy on him, but she's trying. She's trying.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she's the most realistic.
Very, very.
Because there's love there, but there's reasonable doubt as well.
Heavy.
Beyond. Beyond. Oh man. Who's next?
Sophie.
Robin, Sophie, you want to
Yeah,
take
let's
them,
get that out
Kalisha?
the way.
So my first hot take on Sophie, because I'm not gonna lie, I kind of skip some of the seasons where the people don't seem as interesting. I'm more likely to skip over them. But my first hot
Mood.
take on Sophie, baby, is that wig that she's trying to pass as her original blonde. No, ma'am, because there's a little, as a black woman, honey, you can identify when the swoop in the front really ain't where it's supposed to be.
Oh.
She got that whole thing going, and I'm just like, okay, you know, I try. They say she had money, but it's not really giving that from
I ain't seen
the
it in the hair. I'm
wig.
definitely
They
not
got
seeing
better units in
the
America. Come on, girl. Like, she needs to
skin
step on over. But with
on
her and
the
Rob, I'm kind of bored of them both. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
The online cheating is only gonna take me so far. And I understand, you know what I
I'm
mean?
so
Like,
tired of that
you
term.
came, you were doing that chatting, and suddenly, you know, it's 24 women instead of two. Like, we just keep growing every time we talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the scene where they pan from the underwear on the floor to the toenails to her in the bed, and boom, it's another woman, this the best friend. That
I was
threw me.
tired. I was tired.
How
I
feel
was like,
about that?
it's the
I
weirdest to
was
me
like,
that
Taco,
you've been
who
in
is this woman?
Texas
Who
for
is that?
2 weeks and you already got a best friend that you comfortable enough to live with now and be in the bed
And
with.
had the blanket, little display. Did y'all catch the blanket? They say like best friends, and it was like
Oh, I'm
their
sick. I
pictures
missed
on the
it.
blanket in the front of the bed.
I didn't see that either.
Oh, that just made
Give
me
it.
itch. What's wrong with her? Okay.
Yeah. It was giving some. It was throwing some vibes out there. I was very kind of, what the hell is this about it? But you know, it's the
Yeah,
best they got right now, in my opinion.
yeah. And
I ain't gonna lie.
what was the reason she ended up moving out? Was it
So,
because she found out that the online cheating was more than she initially thought it was?
it's literally the fact that there's more people. That's the problem. It's not like he was doing nothing worse. Like, he wasn't sending like special pictures. It's just the fact that it's more people than she
He's
initially
multiplying
thought.
by the minute. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But
It's
is
getting
this like you're
exponential.
finding more people from 4 years ago still?
Yes.
She did a hard factory reset on that phone, baby. And she said, I'm finna find it all out. So she did the
Yeah.
factory reset, and then all the conversation from the past 4 years, she said, and populated. And that was how she had found out that there was more than what he told her initially. And she gave him the 2.5 months to get it right. And I guess he wasn't in his tea sweat bag the way she wanted him to be.
Right.
Because he was apologizing from what I saw.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I gave you 2 months. And, you know, it wasn't doing enough for her. So,
Yeah. It
yeah.
seems like I think you're so spot on, because it feels like she wanted, you remember when she first got here to America and he did that corny little dance in the airport? I feel like she wanted that at the selfie museum, which I don't understand how ain't nobody else in there, but whatever. Yeah, I feel like she just wanted like a bigger gesture, because he said, I didn't apologize. I apologize now. I'm kind of confused as to why you still got beef. And she's like, you're
Yeah,
not being accountable. You're not talking about your part. Sister, you moved out. We just got married and you moved out. Like, what you mean?
I think she's
Come on
looking
now.
for a grand gesture, like you said, something
Yeah.
social mediable. 'Cause that's the only reason
Ooh.
they're together is for aesthetics. Oh, and her
That's
mama new
so true, because
boyfriend. Wow.
oh my God.
Ugh. I be
Please.
forgetting about the mom, you know.
She is
You know.
literally horrible.
Yeah.
And how does she conveniently live in Mexico now? A skip and a hop from Texas.
She
Sophie gonna be
probably
living with her
right at the
next.
border too.
I
Yeah,
know.
yeah,
Oh,
yeah. She probably
Lord.
lived right at the Mexican border, like, hey girl, I'm here whenever you need me. Okay.
Horrible.
It's not a
In
problem.
fairness, I couldn't understand the boyfriend either at some point. I was like, I don't know what the hell he just said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh,
No, he's a little weird. Yeah,
the accent. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, that wasn't a southern accent that I know. It was mixed with
I'm
a little
crying.
something else.
A little twang.
Yeah, we did see Rob telling his best friend, like, no, not his best friend, I guess his little homeboy down there. They were at
the gym.
They were doing something, swinging.
The
batting
cage.
Yeah, they were swinging something.
Oh,
yeah, swinging something
you're
or pulling
right.
something.
Yeah.
And he brought up the point because, you know, Sophie's bi. Okay, we don't know the sexual orientation of this new bestie that you up in the bed with. That's saying. And at first I was like, here you go with your homophobia, Rob, like, shut up. But then the best friend was like, see, you don't even need him, I could take care of you. I was like,
instead she had been taking care of him better than.
Yeah I was like, oh, you're plotting. Okay, got it.
Yeah, she backdooring for real. She not waiting. They was in that bed.
No,
because
no,
why
no.
else would them underwear be on the floor? I'm sorry.
Freaky. That was a lot. That was a lot. So Rob did a lot. He ain't never did nothing like that. He ain't never did nothing like that.
Yeah, I ain't never had a fight.
Okay, we ain't never been close like that. Locked in, but not underwear on the floor, girl. Okay. Mm. All right. Huh. Try if you want to. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm over there. I don't see what they're gonna add. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, their argument
we
was
know
pointless,
what
like,
we're gonna know, and anything that's gonna happen, we already saw it
because of the freaking tell-all, and now her hair is different. It just ruined it for me. I'm like, oh, you should have kept that busted blonde for a little longer just for continuity's sake.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers with Sophie and Rob.
Yeah, that's all.
I ain't even gonna waste my Lord's time on that.
You're not gonna take it to
don't
the
block
king.
Up
the,
don't block
no,
up
he
the
has more pricks and
calls.
That foolishness.
That's funny.
Oh goodness. Should we go Emily and Colby next, or Nicole Mahmood?
Can we get Gino and Jasmine out the way?
Oh, I forgot about them too. Yeah.
See, good. We can breeze right on past. Same.
Nothing profound happened with them. I don't think we just learned that they're on their honeymoon still in Missouri. No, that's not where they
Michigan.
Live. Michigan. Of course, Jasmine would have prefer to be in Miami, LA, New York, anywhere but there.
Of course.
Money she ain't got.
That's
neither
also
one
fact.
Of them.
But they're camping for their honeymoon. And personally, I would rather stay home.
We
learned that they're planning to have a baby.
He planning to have a baby. Now, let me say this. I will say, when you make me agree with Jasmine, there's a problem. Because I know damn well you didn't bring me to this honky-tonk campsite and show me these showers. You know what I mean? And then expect me to be excited about it. Now, she knew good and well she wasn't getting on no jot or whatever she was calling it. She knew good and well they weren't finna do none of that. Yeah. But he had her out down a pontoon boat. Okay, in the middle of the lake, and I understood her frustration.
Yeah,
you know, it's clear that she's milking you dry. She's got the extensions, she got the boobs, she got the nose, she got the green card, she got everything else. So, Gino, let's be very clear. If all you have left to give is that hat and that little patch of hair in the back, she need to go ahead and give it up. Like, it's very clear what she wants.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah,
100%. He could have did the boat. Okay, the boat was cute. It was cute. We could have went back to the house.
The boat.
We could have went back to the house, ordered something real nice. Favorite food. We could have got a Panamanian chef or someone who cooked a little Panamanian dish cheaper than this campsite. Like, why? You spend the money in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry. You should have opened up a new credit line to take me on the proper honeymoon.
Ooh.
I don't care how you have to pay for it. I don't want to go camping on
the
a honeymoon.
The spirit of Jasmine is here. Talk about a new credit line. What?
Yeah, it's something. I don't care how you have to pay for it, but at least take me
Find
back to Miami. Come on, something. There's
yeah.
a
We could go to
cost
Detroit,
efficient
the Great Lakes. That
trips
was, yeah.
they could have took. A quick
Oh
little
my
weekend in New
gosh,
York, LA, something.
so sad. Ever seen, I almost feel bad for him, but then I'm like, you signed up for this. I
Yeah.
remember back flashback episode where, you know, she was very upset about him showing the picture of her to like some other woman or whatever, snatching off his hat. Now that was quality TV. I'm not
that was undeniable. I was like, oh, this is my show.
Yeah,
now
that solidified her place in 90-day history.
100%. Yeah.
Been off the chain, and Gino has already known for so long. So when she's talking about having kids or throwing a hissy fit about the house or whatever the case may be, I'm just like, Gino, I can't feel bad for you because you knew what it was when you signed up and you continued to stay after the free trial was over. What am
yeah,
I gonna do about
absolutely.
It?
If anything, that whole BBL thing should have been the last straw. If there was ever a time to walk away because she playing with your money, it was in. But now you signed up for the antics. You must like it.
Yeah, he has to. I feel like
oh,
he
wait.
What?
I'm thinking about when they were first getting introduced. And she was like, oh my gosh, I love his sharky nose. I love his little piranha teeth. You about 2 seconds from naming something that swim in the ocean. Watch it. Like, what you left next? My fin?
All
my
wrong
gill?
Address.
Like, damn.
Unfortunately, she ain't lying. I just...
She did, but...
It's her saying those things like they're positive or good when she could just be quiet.
Talk about he ain't got nothing on Bruce Willis. Don't ever disrespect Bruce Willis like that again. Like, don't do that to him. Please.
Yeah, she just needs to hush. Keep her half compliments to herself.
Yeah.
So they're having a baby. Or they're gonna try to have one. And she said she's hiding the fact that she's had a hard time in the past having a baby. And I think that's something that Gino really wants. So that's gonna be, I think that's gonna be their drama this season. And she's also wanting to bring her kids here. And Gino, I think this is how it ends. They start arguing. Because Gino's saying he ain't got no money for a lawyer, and that take time and money, and he can't do that right now.
They started arguing because they were roasting marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jasmine can't never let a good moment last too long without asking. So,
okay,
if something's going well, she's gonna be like, "Yeah, by the way, I need 5 diamonds like by tomorrow. Thank you. Work on that." So this time, she was talking about buying a house. She's like, "We need to buy a new house because we're planning the baby that's not in my stomach yet, but I'm ovulating tonight, so it could be." Sooner than later, okay? We could do that. And then for my 2 kids, when they come, like, they need a bigger house. So Gino was like, okay, yeah, no, cool, I agree. But I think you should be pregnant first before I start stressing about a house because I ain't got no money and we living off my savings. So,
Very reasonable.
Yeah. It was logical. It was nothing logical. But she was just like, no, you backing out on the things that you agreed on and whatever. So yeah, that was the argument.
God bless him. And it really did seem from the previews that he was fed up and he's like, you know what, girl, I told you I don't have this $5,000. And if you need to go, there's the door. Now do I believe? Not really. But
they
I'm kind of
that every other week.
Exactly. And I'm trying to match like the reality of what's on social media right now with the show. Cause I feel like they do go back and forth so much. That it could be right now in the real world, they may be broken up or whatever it is. But you know, at any point, they're responsible for these people for at least 10 years. So to me, it could always go either way just because, hell, I might be desperate enough to ask you to stick around just because I want to make sure that you don't get in any trouble over the next, you know, decade or whatever. But they're such a hot mess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Gino's just obsessed with having some arm candy because there's no other reason he should have put up with this. And it's only been 2 years, but it feels like so long. Yeah.
This has been the longest 2 years. I'm not even in this relationship. Jesus.
Take me out of group chat.
Right, please. Immediately.
Please.
It's wild. I think we could go Emily and Kobe, because low-key, Nicole and I'm scared for them. I am scared for them. That man is going to pass out. He's going to pass out. So, Emily and Kobe.
It's been a while since we've seen them.
Yeah, they were. I think they were on like before the 90 days, because they were trying to see if it was going to work, and they were going to make it. So just a quickly recap on them. He's from Cameroon. She's from Salina, Kansas. They met in China. He was an underwear model, and she was just traveling, and they like met, hit it off, whatever.
Yeah, they hit it off.
Right. Ooh. They hit lots of things. Okay, because she's very the two kids.
Is no, baby, she has three now.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, but still living with the parents. So priorities out of whack, but okay. So, they've been together, fell in love, the whole thing. When he first got to America, they had a lot of problems with him getting adjusted to farm life because
they was trying to turn him into a slave.
Sure was. I don't care. Because why are you telling me how to shovel?
Shoveling the poop.
Let me shovel how I shovel. I got to do it. You're not doing it. Like, please. So, yeah. He had to like learn how to work the land. That don't even sound right. That just made my stomach.
He did not have to use that term. What a good segue.
He had to learn how to work the land and take care of the house and just, you know, adjust to being not even in the suburbs, like in kind of the middle of nowhere. Because they got that big ass house and that's kind of like the only thing around. Mm-hmm. But a couple years later, we see they have two kids now, a boy and a girl. And wow, did her genes even fight? Because they were barely in the room. Them kids look exactly like him and don't even look a lick of white, which is also whatever. she's a stay-at-home mom, which
is interesting prayer.
Because do you want to get out the house or not?
Okay.
I'm confused.
I'm not seeing it. Your parents are also stay-at-home grandparents. So what are we doing? Like, or every scene, I see them in the back shuffling around. So I'm confused about why she's at home.
She need to go to work.
You need to get.
If y'all trying to move out, go to work.
Right, especially with another one on the way, girl.
Exactly.
All right. I can't remember what kind of job he has. No, I'm thinking of Devin from the last season. I can't remember. He got a job though.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He's wearing work boots, so something very
manual.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah.
Manual, labor, physical,
labor intensive.
It's giving physical labor. So things are good. Whatever. We see them. They're talking about going on a trip to Cameroon to meet all of Kobe's family. Very excited. Oh my god, I can't wait. Da da da. If you remember from the last time we saw them, one thing's about Emily, she can be very bossy. Very, very bossy. And we know from like any time any of these African men get with white women, that's never going to cross over, babe.
Michael.
Yeah. Like, the bossiness is always a problem. It's always an issue. And then Kobe was like, yeah, no, I'm a little nervous about her meeting my people because I'm nervous about how she's going to act. Like,
right, that American yourself, you got, like, you got to turn it off.
Yeah, be like 5% less than who you are right now. That would be great. Thank you. it was nerve-wracking. She said that she's nervous and she just wants them to like her, but she's concerned about the fact that they consider her to be bossy because he was complaining about like those issues that they had in their relationship. I could totally see her mom or like his aunt pulling her to the side and be like, yeah, and don't ever treat him like that.
Yeah. It doesn't treat him like you're the man.
Culture.
Not at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, you need to put your foot down. She running all over you.
Especially
Never
over
down.
there. They're gonna be in the
Absolutely.
garb. She gonna be feeling herself. She gonna flip to say something crazy, and not a village
Absolutely.
finna jump her. Like, girl, I need you to pipe
Listen.
down at the table. I need you
Right.
need to have some decorum when she go over there. And I'm hoping, because like Kobe was like, this is stupid, when she was rolling up the outfits in the mat for packing. Now it made sense to me as a woman. We saving a little space.
Yeah.
They did pack up their whole lives to go over there. That was way too much luggage
Too
at the
much clothes.
airport. I'm not gonna
Yeah,
hold
way
you.
too much.
I wonder how much they paid for all of that. That's the
Right.
first thing that went through my mind. How much is this? But I don't know. I'm hoping. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, because I actually do kind of like them as a couple. I feel like they had a rough little start. Okay, they got the kids. They seem to be working it out. I'm trying to try. I don't want to hate
Okay.
every couple. There are enough
Right.
people on here that I hate. I have to root for somebody. I'm gonna have
Yeah.
to turn it off. I gotta find some type of
That's
silver
fair.
lining, because I already know the, what is it, Mahood? I didn't even watch their season. I'm not following that. The Rob and Sophie is dead for me. I hate
Okay.
Ed with a passion. So I gotta root for them. I gotta have
I
somebody.
get
Yeah,
that.
that's my
I get
logic.
that. When you put
I
it like that, I completely understand.
see, yeah, they're the best out of the pickings. I think one of the best. I feel like when white women go to Africa, it just never works. So I don't have too much
No,
hope.
yeah,
Right. Especially because it's always like a very particular brand of white women in on the 90 Day Sphere. Like, I got him. He don't know. He knew what he was doing until he met me. I'm the greatest thing in his life.
Very
And I'm like, okay, Miss Mamas. Okay.
Delulu. Led by Queen
Okay. Yeah.
Angela.
She's the president of the white woman dating Africans fan
Angela
club.
and Kimberly, we cannot leave
Yeah.
Kimberly out of the
Oh.
conversation.
Oh.
Super
Yeah, she's the
fan,
vice
honey.
president.
She is in the ranks, baby, because the way Usman play in her face should be studied.
Lord. And then
Oh,
that other white woman before her was Miss
Lisa.
Moon. I can't. Oh, yes.
Baby, now she was real slave master, because she the way she was talking to that man. Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, you actually do have to go. You no,
Yeah,
you're not gonna
you
get
oh
me. I'll
yeah.
get you. I'm done. Don't worry."
Yeah, so
Yeah,
they
she was
don't
gonna
have a
try and
good
get out
track
of there.
record in Africa, but hopefully she turned things around. Her parents are going to. I feel like it's gonna be a bit culture shock from both sides of the family. But hopefully that goes well.
Yeah,
Also, them packing the
definitely.
night before an international trip really gave me anxiety.
I can't get behind that. I can't get behind that. Get behind that. And you,
I have to pack
I
for two
just feel
adults
like,
and two kids, and y'all just not rolling stuff up. No, no,
maybe it didn't happen like that. Maybe the producers are trying to bamboo.
I hope so. I'd like to think that. Was you in the house all day with extra help? Like, if
Exactly.
you're not by yourself with these two, you're not even outnumbered. You got enough adults for kids. Like, I don't. All right, girl. All right. Was she another one with her siblings also live in the house, or is it just her?
No, I don't think they got room for that.
Oh, I thought this house was big.
I never seen her have a sibling on the show.
Yeah,
Personally.
oh,
Who?
okay. Maybe I'm thinking of Devin and Nick, because they were another
Yes,
couple that
her.
was
I
in the
think she
house.
got two siblings that live with her.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's
I
it.
cross my fingers and pray they don't put them on nothing else. They don't even want to see them on a
Oh,
commercial.
they don't even know how to talk. I don't
I
want to hear them.
don't
I
want to see
don't
them
want to hear
on
them.
nothing else.
Not even a
No.
like, okay, get it. You're fine with Piggy. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, no. I hope they
Whatever. I'm
don't.
over it.
What are the little segments where the past cast members watch the show and
Where the
react?
little, where are they now?
Oh,
Yeah, don't
Pillow
want them on
Talk.
those
Oh,
though.
don't.
Pillow talk.
I don't want to see them on that either.
100%.
No, no, no,
I
no.
agree.
Last but not
Or,
least, we have Nicole and
ooh.
Mahmood.
Listen, these two, they're gonna bring drama anytime they come on, huh?
Absolutely.
I'm
Khaleesi, you
scared.
want to go
He makes
take
me
this one?
nervous.
So I don't know much about them prior to this, this season.
I think the recap gave you, all you need to know.
It gave me enough, because like you said, that hooded swimsuit was all the introduction I need. I'm like, this is the best thing y'all could have done. I mean,
right.
He seems like how y'all mentioned about how the white women go get people from Africa. I feel like it's kind of the same when they get, you know, people from his side of the world. I can't remember exactly where he's from.
Egypt.
But
he's still in Africa.
They always seem very young, very much on the tent still, mother dependent. They always crying about having to leave, even though they really want to come over here at some point. I mean, I just don't understand it. But I don't see them working out. I don't know if it was the preview. I don't know if it was the handmade sign she was making. I don't know if it was them ugly ass shorts she was trying to get him, or them damn pajamas that she was trying to get that man before he came over. But I just don't see it for them. I don't even remember what happened in that scene. It's how little I kind of.
Yeah, I don't think it was much.
That wasn't.
A little back context. She was. I feel like the people that always go on spiritual journeys, their relationships always end up messed up somehow. She went to Egypt on like a spiritual journey, cleansing something. And she met him. They spent one day together before she went home.
Ooh.
They talked when they got back. He asked her to marry him a week later. And then a couple months later, she went back to Egypt. They got married. He's Muslim. She moved there. The culture is too restrictive for her. She want to show a little kneecap, a little shoulder. And that's just not how they work over there. And she moved over there twice and gave it another try. But she said this just ain't her. She can't do it. Again, we saw the swimsuit too restrictive. So she decided to move back, and they want to make their marriage work. So he's coming here.
Yeah. He's also the part of Egypt that he's from, because we meet back then, we saw somebody who was from like kind of like the other side of town. It was like way more casual, like kind of like her vibe. He's from a very conservative, religious led part of Egypt. Like, very, very modest. Very modest.
And she kind of went over there.
I'm like, he's gonna pass out when he gets
changed stuff. Like, men and women typically don't go to the bar together. She kind of forced him to let her eat at a particular restaurant. Like, she was trying to push the envelope a little bit too much. And it's like, it's giving, you're trying to change these people over here, and that's just not gonna work. I feel like she went about it the wrong way. And we see them this episode, he's just kind of packing, saying his goodbyes to his mom. I feel like he only packed one suitcase, which was wild, because I packed mine on a weekend vacation.
He's gonna buy him some stuff.
Well, she ain't gonna be getting much buying pajamas at like a thrift vintage store.
Okay. Pink pajamas. That man already don't want you to have
it.
Yeah, I don't know what she was doing.
I'm sorry, pajamas from the Sith store. That made me a little nervous. I was like, I know you're gonna watch it, but still, like,
why is that the first place you go? He's nervous about coming here because he thinks he's gonna have a hard time finding community. Other Muslim people, mosques, all that. And she just excited for him to come. So now she can feel liberated and free in her own space with him, with her.
Now, you want to know the craziest part of that? Theoretically, if she was a practicing Muslim, it wouldn't be as hard of a transition. But you know, she ain't been to not nan mosque.
Well, of course she don't even know what time to pray about.
She don't know the magic. She don't know nothing.
The most she's done is put up a sign, that says "Welcome to America."
She knows nothing.
The way she's acting, like, I took Egypt and that religion up off me when I left. Like, she's not.
Well, you know, before the last season ended, she was questioning if that's something she wanted to do. Like, she didn't know if she wanted to be Muslim. But it's like,
well, I guess she made her decision, child.
That's going to be their point of argument this season, is the culture of stuff. Because he not with it, with all of it.
Right. I just can't. I just really can't.
Yeah, he gonna lose his mind when she tried to take him to the beach and not wear her long sleeves.
Like, in LA of all places. I feel like LA,
that man is gonna have a heart attack.
Like, people like show out at the beach, like,
truly. Thong bikinis. Sometimes they're nude a little bit. The sun.
Yeah.
You're
gonna pass out. And she thinks it's funny. I'm like, girl, you're gonna put him in the cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that's gonna
mess
be
around
too
hard.
Went wrong. Yeah.
Man, all right. Is that everybody? Yeah,
that is everybody so far. We have like quite a few more couples that will be on this season that we have not seen yet. One being Angela and Michael, and they shaking the streets up.
So aren't they though?
No, gonna be good season. Not much to have it to take refuge.
Listen, on the run, babe. On the run.
Michael is somewhere down the road from me in Atlanta, baby. He is probably living carefree, honey. Angela is somewhere here in Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in Hazelhurst.
Yes. Yep. I don't know where that is.
That sounds like a sundown town.
Somewhere where they're voting Trump.
Okay. He said, I was out at 7 p.m. too many nights. And I saw some things I shouldn't have seen. Okay.
Right.
I gotta go.
Been called boy one too many times. I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Now it is time for the Couldn't Be Me segment, where we take one couple or scenario from the last episode and say, that could not be me. It's the first episode, so there's not that much. But there's definitely... there's some stuff. There's some options.
Mm-hmm.
Kalisha, I'll give you a second, because I feel like...
Okay, I can't remember their name. The guy with the two kids.
Ashley and Manuel?
Yes.
Okay.
So if I had to pick Ashley and Manuel, that could not be me. Because there's no way you're going to have two kids. I don't know who they are, where they are, what they look like. I don't know. I don't know nary about it. I'm a little too nosy. My family not going for it. And I would have been tracking them down by now. And something about it, it ain't there. It ain't working out. And it don't
Her
feel
mom
right.
was literally so like, do you want me to hire a P.I.?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they wouldn't even have to ask me. It would have already been hired. So yeah,
on the case.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think I'm gonna go with Rob and Sophie, just because I think her point of moving with her friend was stupid. You already know that he online cheated. I feel like the volume doesn't really matter at this point. It was years ago. You hear y'all married. Y'all need to be focused on that. But I feel like she makes anything a bigger issue than it needs to be. Not saying he not wrong. And that he could have been more forthcoming with the number of women it was. But that's not productive. And if y'all want to be together, y'all need to be together. Simply that.
I agree.
Quickly.
I agree. Decide. Are we doing this or not?
Simple.
Yeah. I was gonna pick Rob and Sophie, honestly. I think I'm still gonna pick them. Because I honestly cannot imagine anybody else. What's the point? What's the point? We saying the same thing. Okay, he acted the same way that he was 2 months ago. So you gonna live back with the friend instead of just breaking up with him?
Yeah, and I feel like she's, as much as she says, oh, you're not apologizing, she's just not listening, because he is. I think she wants him to crawl around and cry on the floor or something.
She wants him to get the boombox, you know, like the come close video with Common? Mm-hmm. Get the cue cards.
Stand outside that window. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, in the rain, preferably, if you can. Yep. If you could.
What are
summon
on,
that
baby.
Up.
Take it back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Omarion in the street. Like, very, very, yeah. It's just annoying. And I just feel like I'm not going to say age, I'll say maturity level is showing how different it is. Because he's like, okay, I've done what you said, and I agree. Like, that wasn't cool that I lied. But you shacking up with somebody else. Ooh. So what are we going to do about that?
Yeah, and I feel like she's really letting the negative opinions of most of her mama come into play when she's, like, deciding how to interact with Rob and, like, what to accept from him.
Sure.
And your mama don't know nothing, so don't listen to her.
And don't have nothing, it seems.
Neither one of them. Where's the money at?
I feel a little bamboozled.
I was just about to say that. What is the background with the money then? Because that's not making sense to me. Okay. If the mom was on drugs growing up, when she was growing up.
I forgot we learned that. Mm-hmm. I forgot we learned the drug thing. Sophie said it this episode.
She said that.
That makes sense.
Oh, that adds a lot up. Okay.
But
yeah.
Apparently, Sophie.
Okay.
Well, I guess it would be the mama. Ooh. The mama's dad owns companies or something. Sophie mentioned that season and got money. But again, we've heard that Sophie worked 2 jobs. She paid for her own stuff. She never asked for nothing. So I think that may be made up at this point. Maybe to give this storyline a little oomph. Cause
a little boost.
A little razzle dazzle.
If her mama was doing drugs, I don't know.
Maybe
that money wouldn't have lasted.
Yeah, the money.
I smoke it away. Or they're cut off.
Yeah, and not by choice.
Right.
But yeah, the money is not showing up when it should. Girl, you on a national television show. And you show up any kind of how. Like you just grabbed that from under your bed and shook it out and parted with your hand.
Shivering up under there just before she put it on.
Scared, okay? Scared.
Oh, Lord.
Foolishness. But, my God. Yeah, the money, I would like to see it.
Yeah. Same. And, all right. Well, don't forget to follow us. Thank you so much, Kalisha, for being here.
Of course. I'll be sat next episode and I'll be listening to what y'all got to say about it. We finally see all the other hot messes come across our screen board.
Hot messes.
We should definitely do like a mid-season check-in or even check-in at the end after. Like, is this what we thought these couples would be like? Probably.
Oh, predictions, like a March Madness bracket. That would be kind of flying. Like,
who's going to survive?
Who's going to do the drama?
That's funny. don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at Ain't No Way Pod. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.